Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. Give it to me, Shay.
All right. Hey, now.
I know. I was just going there. Harder.
I'm going to give you this history so
Ouch.
Hard. Actually, this one's, I mean, it's kind of history. Though this one I think you're going to appreciate because it relates back to something we say on the podcast all the time. Okay, let's do it. All right. You ready?
Here's my intro.
Okay. I love coffee. The smell of it, the taste of it, the comfort of that first hot sip in the morning. My doctor recently suggested that I cut down on my coffee consumption if I want my boobs to stop hurting and my bladder to stop betraying me.
What?
And I shuddered at the thought.
What does it have to do with your boobs?
Apparently, like, caffeine can make your boobs hurt more when you're on estrogen. It's a thing. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But anyway, the caffeine addict...
But I'm a nurse. Sorry to just interrupt. I'm like, what?
Okay.
I'm about to look.
Okay. The caffeine addict inside of me immediately began working on ways to get around this restriction. I love coffee hot in a mug, cold in a pint of ice cream, or boozy in a tasty coffee stout. But not once have I ever looked at that steaming mug of hot brew and thought, maybe I should put this up my butt. Welcome to 5 Minute Friday.
People do that.
Yeah.
History is messy.
Weird. Wild. Anything but boring.
We're rainy day rabbit holes.
Exploring the unhinged side of history, politics, and culture.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole. Wait, can we go back to the boobs hurting though? Like, if you grab your boob and you just hold it really tight, does that relieve the pain when you have caffeine-related boob pain?
No, apparently when you get on estrogen, like we changed up my estrogen and she said it's the estrogen. She says it'll go away. And it's only at certain times of the month. Like I'll be like, if I run with the dog or whatever, like even for just a minute, I'm like, oh my God, I've never, like, I don't have big boobs. And so I've never been like I need a tougher bra.
Oh,
but it's been like, ow, ow, ow. Oh. But it is going away. So yes.
Okay. So that doesn't help to just, because I was thinking, well, just hold on to it and that's double good. Like it relieves the pain.
We both have one hand on the microphone, one hand on a boob, which I think we did last time we were talking to each other. Anyway. Okay. So before we go any further, just to reiterate a longstanding, deeply important podcast policy, we do not recommend putting coffee up your butt.
No, I don't recommend putting pretty much anything up your butt.
Unless a doctor tells you to put it up your butt.
Like, that's why I paused for a minute. There are medications.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And then flared bases. Yeah. Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah. But a lot of people do put coffee up their butt. And
alcohol, you could die very easily.
I know. They're like getting drunk or tampons with alcohol in them.
Yes, you need to know that will kill you.
That's very bad. Yeah, when it bypasses the stomach, it bypasses the liver, right?
Yes. And so also those blood vessels down there are highly absorbable. So they absorb a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's where they absorb all your water. That's the only place that you get hydrated is in your large intestine. And so it absorbs whatever you want to put up there.
Yeah.
It absorbs it all at once. And it's trouble.
So don't put alcohol up there. Okay. So plenty of people, like we said, like to put coffee up their butt. And probably the most prominent celebrity who not only suggests filling your rectum with a strong Ethiopian roast, but sells you
specifically Ethiopian.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
But sells you a full do-it-yourself at home kit to caffeinate.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
You got it.
Ugh.
She sells you a full do-it-yourself at home kit to caffeinate your colon for the low, low price of
$100.
Very close. $135.
Oh my gosh. She made a vagine candle, right?
Smell like her vagine. Yeah. And she made all these things to stick up your vagine, even though all gynecologists everywhere, like, stop sticking stuff up your vagine because
leave it alone.
It's a self-cleaning oven.
Yes. Right. Exactly. It handles its own business.
Exactly.
If you let it.
You don't need to continually put things up there. Anyway. So once again, we turn to Vice, that endless fount of the weird and wild in our modern world. This article was published in Vice on January 9th, 2018, written by Jaleesa Castrodale.
Hey, Alicia, reach out to us.
Jaleesa Castrodale. I'm so sorry, Jaleesa. I can't pronounce your name. It's very difficult. Anyway, I'm also dumb and I've been drinking. Okay, here we go. Scientists say, don't listen to Gwyneth Paltrow's advice to put coffee in your butt.
Don't, especially hot.
Yeah,
straight from the pot. Don't do it. It's bad.
Okay, here we go. We're barely a week into the 2018, but it's already time for one of our annual explorations of things Gwyneth Paltrow says to shove in your holes.
All the holes. Yes, you're right. I never thought of it this way. She loves to insert things in holes. Cavities.
Sorry.
What's wrong with her? I need to know more about her childhood. Like, we know her parents.
Right.
What do we know?
Last January, Paltrow's lifestyle website, Goop, suggested that women should put jade eggs in their vaginas in an attempt to help connect the heart chakra with the yoni. I don't even know what a yoni is.
Okay, but does that help the pelvic floor?
I mean, the doctors will prescribe you weights to put in your vagina.
That's what I was thinking.
To help, but this is not prescribed by a doctor. It's prescribed by Gwyneth Paltrow, who is decidedly not a doctor. Okay. A year
says
later.
Says you.
Says me. I mean, maybe she is Dr. Gwyneth Paltrow. A year later, after our yoni have been successfully rewired, Goop has turned.
I've never heard of yoni. I'm going to have to look
this up. I don't know what this is either. Goop has turned its attention to our buttholes, advising that all we need is a 135 do-it-ourselves coffee enema kit.
See, you knew. I wasn't even surprised.
You were like, oh, yeah, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, it has to be.
Who else? Who else are you suggesting stuff in your holes? In its latest beauty and wellness detox guide, which, okay, I'm a group fitness instructor, and so I am often in the, like, yoga space. And there is a, like, whole thing of people in the yoga space that are in the wellness space. And detox is something that comes up very often. And I'm sorry, guys. You know what? Our human body is actually very efficient.
That's what your liver's for.
And we have this thing called a liver and kidneys. They're really good at detoxing your body. They have done it for hundreds of thousands of years.
The liver's amazing.
We do not need, unless we are abusing it to a point where it is no longer functioning, or we have a situation where it doesn't function, we don't need to detox. We do that naturally.
Right.
Unless drink some water, you know, guys. Yeah, be fine. Exactly. It's fine. Drink some
less
water.
Alcohol, more water.
There you go. You've detoxed.
And Tylenol actually is the leading cause of liver failure. I don't know if people know this. And it's crazy to me because people are like, oh, it's over the counter. I'm going to take like 8. No. Yep. Nope. It's not alcohol that is the leading cause of liver failure. It is acetaminophen.
You know how to say it. But not when used as prescribed with a healthy liver.
100%.
100%. It's the abuse of it.
It's just the fact that people think, oh, it's over the counter. I can take as much as I want.
Right.
Like it's candy. No, you cannot.
No. You can take your it is two not benign. Every 6 or 8 hours
it's not
or whatever.
Benign. It's Look fine. At yeah. the back of your bottle because it depends on if you have extra strength or not.
Mm-hmm.
Go by the rules. Stay by the rules because you do not want the results of liver failure.
This podcast is not here to give you medical advice except for don't stick coffee up your butt.
And don't take too much Tylenol.
Yeah, don't take too much Tylenol. Okay. Anyway.
Don't do it.
Okay. So in its latest beauty and wellness detox guide, the editors at Goop recommended not one, but 2 at-home kits for power washing our colons.
Why?
The 125 Iyasu Metaphysical Colon Hydrotherapy Kit.
Lord.
So you're getting a metaphysical colon cleansing.
Okay. From J.C. Knight.
Oh, Jay-Z Knight.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
She should be involved in this. She approves.
They're friends. You know they're friends.
Right? And that aforementioned at-home coffee enema manufactured by a company called Implant-O-Rama. Isn't there a ride at the fair that's called the O-Rama, something O-Rama?
I don't know.
Sounds like a ride at the fair.
Aroma, and it's coffee of your butt. I don't know what that aroma is. Like,
no.
I went down that hole.
Oh God.
I meant rabbit hole, but whatever.
It worked.
As soon as I said it, I was like, what?
We're so classy. Even if you ignore the fact that Implant-O-Rama sounds like one of the stores that flanked Ned Flanders' ill-fated leftatorium, most experts are in agreement that a coffee enema is a terrible idea. Munchies, which I don't know what that is. It's all in caps, but I'm assuming it's like some sort of publication. Oh, it might be a Vice, one of the Vice subsidiaries. So it's like the weed section of Vice.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of that. Yeah.
They've reached out to Goop for comment on the recommendation, but has not yet received a response. The enema itself isn't the problem, but squeezing water into your rectum is typically used as a last resort treatment for severe constipation, not something you do after you eat your Goop-approved raspberry overnight oats. The combination of liquid, along with the nozzle of the enema itself, can stimulate even the most quick crete of colons.
Wow. Quick crete.
to produce a bowel movement. But even when used correctly and sparingly, enemas can cause dehydration, electrolyte imbalances, and in rare cases, kidney failure.
Just leave it alone.
Like, it does its thing. Unless you haven't pooped in 12 days, but then go to the doctor and let them do it.
An enema specific to...
Not coffee.
Yeah.
Websites that make dubious...
And there's other options before you even get to enema.
Yes, exactly.
Drink water.
Drink some water. Guys, just drink some more water. Take some fiber.
I'm telling you, Metamucil is a magic little drink.
Absolutely. Every morning, man. Couple teaspoons of that.
And it doesn't matter if you're a runny person or a... This is going too far.
It's going too far. All right, we're cutting that off.
It fixes all of it, okay? Just Metamucil yourself.
It's very good for you. Websites that make dubious health claims allege that coffee enemas can do everything from detoxing and flushing heavy metals out of your digestive tract to fighting cancer and helping with depression.
Oh, thank God. It's a cure-all. And it's so easy. I have coffee at home.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You know what? We're in it right now. We're in a hotel room and the lobby has a coffee machine. Let's go brew up.
I'll go fill our cups. Wait, do we have any tubing? We need tubing.
Okay. Though, is there truly anything more depressing than laying face down on the bathroom floor and putting a tube of Maxwell House into your anus? Doctors and scientists say otherwise.
God. No. Usually that's after too much to drink. Why are you laying face down on the bath?
That's not
how only after too many yes, drinks.
Exactly.
Not for an enema.
That's not going to help.
It's not a purpose.
Are you saying that this has happened after too many drinks?
Yeah. Have you never been face down in a bathroom? Because you've got to be close to the toilet.
I've been face down in the bathroom, but I've never then been put a tube of Maxwell House up my butt.
No. Oh, okay. The only time I'm face down in the bathroom is after too many drinks. Nothing up my butt. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying. I thought I was clear, but I clearly was not.
No, because the whole thing was laying face down on the bathroom
floor. All of our
floor.
Listeners would think that when I get drunk, I like
go for enemas.
Which is,
just to clarify,
could be any moment now as
Jody
much
and
as
are,
I'm drinking.
Are close, but not that close. Okay, so a team of researchers from the Georgetown University School of Medicine wrote a paper decrying the concept of colon cleansing as ineffective at best, dangerous at worst. Mm-hmm. Despite colon cleansing's long history and current popularity, the literature does not support its purported benefits, they said. Historically, colon cleansing was thought to prevent auto-intoxication from toxins originating in the colon, but the evidence for this claim is limited.
Hmm.
According to Ars Technica, one British gastroenterologist described coffee enemas as a triumph of ignorance over science.
Oh my.
Wait, that's our whole administration.
A triumph of ignorance over science. Common now.
This was 2018.
I'm a nurse and I hear things like, "Well, I don't take my blood thinner because I drink lots of water." Or I only take my blood thinner when I feel like I need it. Okay.
Oh, because I can feel when my blood's too thick and I'm going to clot.
And these are people who have stents in their hearts. Excuse me. No. Can I just explain something to you? That's not how that works.
Jesus. Oh, my God. And Forbes cataloged the coffee enema-related injuries that have been written about in medical journals, including rectal perforation, rectal burns, septicemia.
Okay, if you get rectal perforation, I feel like maybe you should just not be as aggressive as you're being.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just chill out.
And if you have rectal burns, maybe think before inserting hot coffee up your butt.
See, this is what I'm saying when I said right out of the pot. People are dumb.
Septicemia, which is blood poisoning, and a 1980 report about two deaths attributed to the treatment.
Two?
Two people have died because of putting coffee up their butt. Don't put coffee up your butt. Okay. The implant O-Rama is an enema kit for individuals to use as they like.
Oh.
People do all sorts of enemas, including coffee, water, or nutrient implants.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Implant O-Rama told Munchies, right. Yeah. Bunch of kale. Kale's terrible. So maybe you just put it up your butt.
And then you don't have to digest it. It's just
I have a lot of chard in my yard right now.
Chard?
And I don't really like to eat it. So maybe I should just blend it and put it on my butt.
I think that's an excellent idea. It feels like that's kind of spicy though, right? Isn't chard a little bit on the mustard side? No?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'll mix it with some coffee. They're easy to use. We make no claims about the benefits of enema for health. Please read our terms and conditions on our website. Should you choose to do it yourself, we suggest you contact a health practitioner, practitioner.
And what health practitioner with an active license
or medical doctor for advice
is saying this is a good idea? No, you're just hoping people don't. You said, please do that. And if you didn't, that's on you.
Exactly.
And people aren't going to do it because if they do, they're going to say, don't do that.
Yeah. Your doctor is going to be like, yeah, please
no,
don't
do that.
Please, you don't need to do that.
Bad idea.
It's clearly up to you to decide whether to believe medical professionals or a website that is probably a year from recommending that you put a family of dubs in your asshole, you know, for purity. Either way, just remove your jade egg before you fire up the implant-o-rama and make sure a bathroom is nearby when the caffeine buzz hits.
This is so crazy to think that all these years, the snake oil salesman still freaking exists and is succeeding.
Yes.
They're finding different ways to be a snake oil salesman.
Okay.
But they're doing it still to this day.
They are. 100%. I mean, the supplement industry is almost entirely unregulated. All you have to do is put a disclaimer on your label that you're not.
And there's something new every day. Like every day I see something. It's like, oh, if you want to be younger, if you want less wrinkles, if you want more energy. And then it's something I've never even heard of, but they've got this derivative that they found in a plant somewhere.
Yep.
And this is the one. What's the latest? A taxin attack? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just like, oh, no, it's not something new that cost me $25 a month. I got to get. Like,
25, that's cheap.
Right.
Some of these things are like hundreds of dollars a month.
And you need them all, really.
You do. You have to take the whole regimen. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
They all cover different things.
Yeah. Well, if some of our listeners are maybe Gwyneth fans and perhaps they need further convincing that shoving a pot of coffee where the sun doesn't shine is a bad idea, here's another article published in Forbes that details some of the harm that can come from at-home enemas, not just the caffeinated kind. Are you ready for another article? I had to just keep going with this one.
Of course you did. It had to do with butts.
Yes. Okay. Here's the article. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop promotes a 135 coffee enema kit by Bruce Y. Lee, who is actually a doctor. Coffee?
Oh, come on.
We can't listen to him.
Can we report him?
No, this article is against
it. To the board.
It's against the coffee enema kit.
But the doctor... Oh, the doctor himself said it's bad. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No. He's a Forbes writer.
I got
and
lost.
He is an MD. Okay. Coffee can typically go in your cup, in your mug, or in your mouth. Yet, on Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop, an article entitled The Beauty and Wellness Detox Guide, seems to be suggesting another direction and location coffee can go. Apparently, for $135, you can purchase an implant-o-rama system at-home coffee enema. I feces you not.
Oh, that's bad.
That was a bad pun. All right. A coffee enema machine is part of their listed full detox package. This is certainly full of something. For those of you who don't know, an enema is fluid that you inject into your rectum up into your colon. The enema will then stimulate your intestines to start moving and pooping out what's in there. A doctor most often orders an enema to help relieve constipation when dietary changes or other things by mouth have not worked, or clean out your bowels prior to a medical procedure like a colonoscopy. The most commonly used enemas consist of sodium phosphate, mineral oil, saline solution, or milk and molasses. Most doctors don't typically recommend using enemas unless you have a problem moving your stools or need to get your colon ready for a procedure. But some people are using coffee enemas to cleanse their colons. This claim is that toxins and undigested food build up in your colons like poop in a toilet, and you should periodically flush all of this stuff out of you. Now, this belief is not new.
Okay. It's not. I remember watching late night shows and all these dumb commercials come on and like tire inner tubes come out of your ass with this. No.
Yeah.
No. So if that happens, you got other problems.
So this belief is not new. For hundreds of years, people believed in such auto-intoxication, a term for being slowly poisoned by accumulating toxins in their intestines. As if our bodies don't manage to work that out themselves.
I have been saying this forever. It literally pulls the blood from your colon and takes it to your liver. Like, that's part of the whole process. So that is the cleansing process.
Right.
So
you detoxify yourself naturally.
Simmer settle.
Just drink some water.
Simmer settle. Yes.
Drink some water, guys.
Water and fiber.
So then something called science came along after the end of the 19th century. What is that? And
science
found no real evidence behind these beliefs. And it's detailed in this publication in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology. In other words, scientists deemed many claims about enemas be full of, well, you know what?
Scheiße.
Stuff. This certainly doesn't mean that we know the whole poop about how your intestines and your poop may be affecting your health. He used poop in the same sentence twice. It's bad writing. Dr. Barry
Poopy Bruce writing.
Wiley.
Your writing is poop.
For example, in recent years, more and more studies have shown that the bacteria in your intestines may affect your metabolism, your weight, and other aspects of your health in very complex ways. It is definitely possible that future prevention and treatment approaches will focus more on the intestines and poop. But...
whole. No, but...
this does not mean coffee enemas help or advisable no, or even right? safe. The at-home portion of the implant Orama system at-home coffee enema name probably isn't there to distinguish it from at-work enemas.
At work?
Yeah. At home instead of at work.
Oh.
Which could be really awkward. Instead, the name seems to imply that people could give themselves coffee enemas without medical supervision. You heard that correctly. People injecting coffee up their rectums when McDonald's needs to have a hot coffee warning on their cups. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Coffee enemas are not the first scientifically questionable item that has appeared on Paltrow's Goop site.
Not at all.
For example, I previously wrote for Forbes about the jade eggs for the vagina that appeared on the Goop website. Here's what Timothy Caulfield, author of the book, Is Gwyneth Paltrow Wrong About Everything? Which I feel like I need to read that book.
Right. I've never heard this.
Recently tweeted, no, no, no. Gwyneth Paltrow pushing an at-home coffee enema kit? Dangerous, dumb, and disgusting. This is the big theme when I met with Dr. Junger, Gwyneth Paltrow's doc researching book. He has recommended frequent colonics daily.
What? No.
Insanity. Daily.
No, leave it alone. It's
what is
supposed
that doing
you need
to
it, you're messing up your normal flora.
Yes.
Leave it alone. It does its thing. Oh my gosh, these people.
Oh.
This is, I was thinking,
this
you
the
know,
same people that think that you don't need to give babies vitamin K when they come out and there's babies bleeding to death.
You don't need to. You absolutely don't need to. And then you just cross your fingers.
I hope your baby doesn't bleed
out. Because that's what used to happen all the time. It just, but yeah, I mean, I have a million things to say about that.
I know.
I was just thinking though, like the part where the gut health and stuff, I think gut health is probably leads, it has a lot more to do with our entire overall health, mental, physical health.
Yeah.
Than we have given it credit for in the past, and that there's new research coming out and people are now looking at it. And I think it's really important. I know I feel better when my gut is acting better.
For sure. Yeah.
I sleep better. I have more energy. I'm clear thinking, whatever. But I think that's different than just saying put coffee up your ass.
Well, I think that we shouldn't be treating the body as one, as like a thing that's sectioned out in individual sections
yeah,
that have no relation to each other.
Definitely do that. As a nurse in the hospital, I'm telling you, we definitely do that. And then we leave things out. And then there's certain things like your teeth. They don't.
Yeah, I was
not
about
included.
To say that. Like,
and your psyche. Your psyche
right.
also not included.
Right.
And the health care system. It's bizarre.
Well, I mean, we know that
totally related.
Bacteria in your mouth can affect your heart health.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you have to get a dental clearance before you have your heart surgery.
But then
but
we
then
don't
we
pay
still
for dental
act
health.
Like
yes.
it's not related to your physical and mental
health. And we know
it's
that
bizarre.
Like your mental health can affect the hormones that you release, which can affect everything in your body, yet we still treat mental health yeah. as somewhat you're deficient here in a way that's not medical. It's something yeah. different. Keep in mind that any type of enema, even when medically indicated, can have potential bad side effects. The resulting pooping, which can be quite voluminous and liquidy, can result in dehydration
yes.
and electrolyte imbalances,
yes.
which in turn can be life-threatening
yes.
and severe. I have friends that have gone through
hypotrema. Right, because they drink too much water or whatever.
Yes.
Yes. And they don't have enough sodium.
Had seizures and was in a coma for 3 days.
Absolutely kill you. Too much water can
yes.
kill you.
You can also accidentally inject bacteria and other critters up your butt, which then can lead to infections. Moreover, pushing fluid up there can damage your rectum and intestines. So you can actually damage the physical structure
absolutely.
Of your body.
That is a very tender area.
It is.
Not, I mean...
Have
I mean,
you ever
it, it
eaten
does
a too
take a
spicy
pretty good
meal? You feel it down there.
Right. Or done something and then saw a little blood or something.
Right.
I mean, it's not that.
Those are tender tissues.
It may take a.
Treat your butthole like a sweet little baby.
You should, even if you take a.
Never mind. Flared base object. Okay.
Right. Yes.
Therefore, you may not want to get an enema unless you really need one. Your body has a natural way of cleansing your colon. It's called pooping. There are multiple other alternative terms
yeah,
as well.
I just don't even get it. Like, what is happening that
I don't
you're
know.
Pooping and leaving behind an entire inner tube tire that you poop out yes. once you take a cleanser? Like, What's happening?
I don't know. I did do a colonoscopy last year, and I'm sorry, an inner tube tire did not come out of me.
Same. Like, what's happening? The whole thing was cleaned out. There was nothing in it.
No. No. It was like I was just peeing
and
out
of my
zero
bubble. Time did even a black thing, like, no. Anything resemble, like, even no seaweed?
no aliens?
No.
Came out of my butt?
It was strangely uneventful.
If you want to poop more, this article says, try changing your diet, such as eating more fiber and drinking more fluids.
What did we just say? We said that 12 times already. Or like doctors.
Yes. Or not. Or putting coffee in the other direction, into your mouth. Yes. That will stimulate a bowel movement.
Absolutely.
It did already today.
Out of the gate.
Adding coffee to your enema can carry additional risks, especially if the coffee is hot. Just look at the titles of some of the medical case studies that have been published in medical journals. Here we go. Rectal perforation due to benign stricture caused by rectal burns.
That's
associated
insane.
With hot coffee enemas.
Insanity. That you wouldn't cool it off first.
Right. Blow on it a little bit. Rectal burns induced by hot coffee enemas. Proctal colitis caused by coffee enemas. What is that?
So your colon would get inflamed.
Okay. Rectal burn
and then
caused
procto's like more like your right before the colon.
Okay. Rectal burn caused by hot water coffee enema. Polymicrobial enteric these are medical words, I don't know. Enteric septicemia from coffee enemas.
So basically you become septic. You get a big infection in your blood.
Well, I'm assuming like if you're damaging your tissues, that gives bacteria
it's an automatic pathway
into your bloodstream.
Automatic access. It is the automatic access to your bloodstream. It's there specifically to absorb all of the water and the nutrients. So it's very absorbed. It goes straight into your bloodstream. So if you get an infection there, it's very easy to have that spread to your bloodstream.
Well, and then here we go. Deaths related to coffee enemas. If that's not enough.
It's got to happen.
And you thought burning your tongue on hot coffee hurts. Plus, who knows what putting coffee where the sun don't shine may do to other aspects of your colon, like your microbiome. Coffee is very acidic.
That's insane to me. Normal flora is so important. This is how
and
you
it's
get
sensitive.
You can get mega infections. So I don't know if anybody's heard of C. difficile or C. diff infections, and they will kill you. It causes extreme diarrhea. I mean, it's almost like getting cholera, and you will die. And if you saw images of somebody's colon with this, it is ugly. It just looks so ulcerated and red and inflamed and horribly painful. And the only way you get C. diff is if you don't have normal flora. So people who are on antibiotics or something, because that will kill your normal flora, and that's why you get diarrhea sometimes.
Or maybe if you get some other type of infection, like an E. coli or something, could that lead
right, it'll,
to
it'll
a,
wipe out your anything that wipes out your normal flora in your colon allows for C. diff to grow. It doesn't grow if you have normal flora because the normal flora eats it up. It kills it.
So important.
It's so important. It keeps that out.
Gosh.
So if you're wiping this out with constant
enemas
and coffee, and you're just disrupting all that healthy bacteria that's in there.
Yeah.
People think bacteria is bad. Bacteria can be good.
Yeah. No, bacteria plays an essential role. And
it's all over your skin, I hate to tell you. That's why we use that orange stuff on or
covered,
blue or whatever.
We are covered
in surgery. That's
bugs.
Why you get that dye all over you while we kill all the bugs on your skin because that's just normal stuff. It just doesn't belong in your bloodstream.
Yep. Well, I mean, this doctor here says it could disturb the normal bacteria in your gut, which may lead to other problems. There's little scientific evidence that a coffee enema will really help you. It may even hurt you. Hot coffee and colon are two words that should not go together unless colon refers to the punctuation mark.
Okay. Even so.
Yeah. So anyways, our bottom line is, as a podcast, we officially say, do not put coffee up your butt.
We're not doctors,
no. But I think it's common sense. Mm-hmm. It's common sense. We're not
well,
giving you medical advice.
We did take the advice of a doctor and give it to you.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, guys. All right, guys. Well, remember, if you want more of our ridiculous
nonsense,
you can go to Patreon. So go on to our website and you can click on the support us and it'll take you to Patreon, patreon.com, where you can get all sorts of bonus episodes and other perks. And yeah, tell a friend, tell a family member, and thank you so much. And we will see you next time. Bye. What?
I just said see you down the rabbit hole.
Said get out of my butthole, but that works too. Okay, bye. You've been listening to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes. We thought maybe you had forgotten. How could you forget? We are your hosts, Shay.
And Jody.
And you can find all things on our website, rainydayrabbitholes.com, like sources, notes, pictures, links, whatnot. That beautiful website is designed and managed by the amazing and talented Letha Davis at easybreezy.com. That's easybreezy, EASYBRZY.com. All episodes are edited and produced by me, Shay, and you can reach out with any questions or comments at shay@rainydayrabbitholes.com. That's S-H-E-A. Thanks for listening. Please share the podcast with your friends and family and stay curious.
See you down the rabbit hole.
Hey, it's Jody Hamilton.
And Sean Smith-Pierce.
Here's a taste of what you might have missed from the Politics Bar.
Jody, I was listening to you this morning, filling in for Steph. You and Chris were debating, and just for the record, Jody is right. Chris's argument is that there is some truth to what's being said about the left being in their own information silo. Right.
Basically, we started talking about how Gavin Newsom has invited people on his podcast, High Up MAGA Guys.
Yeah. Well-known right-wing propagandists. That's what they are. Yeah.
And my argument is he shouldn't be inviting them because nobody on that side is listening to Gavin Newsom.
Right. It doesn't help to bring propagandists into a sphere where truth matters because they're just going to lie their asses off anyway.
Right.
So here is a public service message for Chris Lavoie. Jody Hamilton is right. Catch all that and more weeknights at the Politics Bar, available through your favorite progressive radio station, your favorite podcast player, or online anytime at thepoliticsbar.com.